Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. After almost 30 years in prison, Rick Wershe, better known as White Boy Rick, has been paroled. Here to fill us in on the story is WDIV Local 4 reporter Kevin Dietz, who's been following this story for a long time. First, remind us who Rick Wershe is and how he ended up with a life sentence.
Rick Wershe really came to national attention because of his wild story. He was hired as a 14-year-old eighth grader by police and FBI agents. He would ride his bicycle around his East Side Detroit neighborhood and identify who drug dealers were for the police. The police paid him about $35,000 from the time he was 14 to the time he was 16 to give them information. Then they stopped paying him and stopped coming around. And when he ran out of money, he started selling drugs. So he sold drugs from age 16 to 17. He was busted at 17 with 8 kilos of cocaine, and he was sentenced to life in prison. He went in at 18, and he's been serving ever since. He's been in 29 years and 7 months. He is the longest-serving nonviolent juvenile offender in the entire history of Michigan.
I know there's been a lot of resistance to parole for him by law enforcement officials. Who argued for Rick Wershe to stay behind bars during the last parole hearing?
The last parole hearing was in 2003, and there were several police officers, law enforcement officials who came forward and said, Rick Wershe has been very cooperative. He's helped us put away some drug dealers, even some dirty cops. But there were also several people, Detroit police officers, DEA officers, a representative from the U.S. Attorney's Office, a representative from the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, who all came forward against releasing Rick Wershe, saying he was just too dangerous of a person to let out. That was in 2003.
And what happened this time?
This time there was no resistance. Nobody came forward. The prosecutor's office said they were going to sit on the sidelines and let the parole board make up its own mind of what to do with Rick Wershe. And so when he had his hearing, there were several letters of support for Rick Wershe. There was no testimony from anyone who said that they wanted to see him stay locked up.
There was a recent documentary about White Boy Rick. How much impact do you think that might have had in today's decision?
It's interesting. It had an impact. You know, the media was covering this. It built up a little bit of a drumbeat. Then there was a documentary, and then Hollywood cast Matthew McConaughey to play Rick Wershe's father in a major motion picture. I think it raised a lot of questions of why are you keeping him when rapists and murderers and child predators are being released, but this nonviolent offender is being locked up. And I think it put some pressure to get that hearing.
At this point, Rick Wershe is expected to be released from Michigan prison in August, but it looks as though he's going right back to jail. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he committed a crime while he was in prison 10 years ago. He was involved and pled guilty in a stolen crime ring. He introduced his sister to some people. His sister was looking for a car. He introduced some people to them. They ended up being stolen cars. His mom bought one. His sister bought one. And when the ring got busted, the prosecutor said, if you plead guilty, we won't charge your sister or your mom. And so he pled guilty to the crime, and so he owes about 22 months to the state of Florida. His attorney is going to go down and try and argue to have the sentences concurrent so that his time in Michigan would count for his time in Florida, and he wouldn't have to do that. But as it stands right now, he would have to go right to Florida and serve that time.
And as far as we know, they'd have to make that decision by August, the August release?
No, it's not a hard date. The Michigan Department of Corrections said that they're going to take about 30 to 90 days to figure it out, and they're going to notify Florida right away so Florida can make its decision. That's plenty of time for his attorneys to go down and file a motion and try and argue it. When I talked to Rick today, he said, look, I don't want to do prison time in Florida, but I don't care. I just wanted this life sentence off of my back. He said, the weight of the world has been lifted because I no longer have a life sentence on me. You can put whatever number of months you want now. I can do that because I can see the end of the tunnel. He had just tremendous amount of relief in his voice today when I spoke with him after finding out that he was paroled.
Again, Rick Wershe, White Boy Rick, has been awarded parole after 3 decades in prison. We've been talking with Kevin Dietz, investigative reporter at WDIV. Thanks very much.
You bet.